Competing conservative groups are using radio ads to push for and against the removal of Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It's Thursday, May 16th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the future of two historic Milwaukee museums now up in the air as the county's facing a projected budget deficit. And as the 45th Wisconsin State Polka Festival approaches, polka fans are wondering what the future of the genre looks like. Margaret Faust has that story. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Dueling radio ads pushing for and against the recall of Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are running in southeastern Wisconsin. It's the latest in the second attempt this year to remove the state's longest-serving speaker from office. The Racine Recall Committee is spending $50,000 on an ad accusing Voss of protecting Wisconsin's top elections official from being impeached. It also features audio from Voss saying he would work to keep former President Donald Trump from becoming the Republican nominee. At the same time, an ad from the group Wisconsinites for Liberty Fund is urging residents in Voss's district to reject the recall petitions.
You know, the same recall radicals from out of state that tried to get rid of the Republican Assembly Speaker just months ago are at it again.
The recall committee has until May 28th to submit signatures to the Wisconsin Elections Commission in order to trigger a recall election. President Joe Biden appeared on Milwaukee radio yesterday to make the case for why he's the best candidate for Black Wisconsinites to support. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, it's a sign of the importance of the Black vote this November.
Biden went on The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, a talk program for Milwaukee's Black community. Hughes asked Biden if he would commit to protecting the Affordable Care Act. And Biden used his yes answer to distinguish himself from his likely opponent this November, former President Donald Trump.
You know, the Republicans tried to get rid of it 50 times, 5-0, and Trump committed to get rid of it, said he's going to get rid of it now. And why in God's name are they doing that?
A spokesperson for the Trump campaign blamed the Biden administration for health care costs and said voting for Trump's border priorities would improve the ACA. Nationally, Trump's support from Black voters ticked up slightly in 2020 from 6% to 8%. But in 50-50 Wisconsin, small shifts can make all the difference. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than 200 Wisconsin pantries accept food from a federal emergency assistance program that supplements pantries' donations. Until recently, those pantries needed to verify clients' identities and addresses. Today, those checks are optional, and by October, emergency pantries can no longer ask for IDs, proof of address, or signatures. The state health department says the change will increase access, but not all pantry leaders agree. Some think people will take food they aren't actually eligible for, which could cause shortages. That's not a concern for Ryan Rasmussen. He's the executive director of the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry.
We get this question asked a lot about, you know, how many folks do you think are actually taking advantage of your pantry? And quite honestly, my response is zero.
The state health department says there's no evidence that this change will lead to shortages. This story comes to us through a partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch. A national report found employer-sponsored health insurance plans are paying more for hospital care in Wisconsin. But as Hope Kerwin reports, some hospital leaders have questioned the reliability of the findings.
The report by the RAND Corporation looked at data from employers and private insurers. It found the plans paid hospital costs that were three times higher than the estimated Medicare costs. Rachel Verveldi from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says this disparity is making it harder for Wisconsin employers to provide quality benefits.
Our members say that they're paying very high prices, and if they have facilities in other states, they're paying lower prices there.
She says the state needs better price transparency laws and more competition among health systems. But the Wisconsin Hospital Association says the data used in the RAND report only represents a fraction of hospital services. The group says hospitals have already improved price transparency, and consolidation among private insurance companies has also contributed to rising costs. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The future of two historic Milwaukee museums now up in the air as the county's facing a projected budget deficit. The Charles Alice Art Museum and the Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum were both built as private mansions about 100 years ago. They've been owned by the county and operating as art museums for decades. But a recent report found it would cost $18 million over the next 18 years to maintain them. That comes as Milwaukee County is facing a budget deficit of more than $11 million next year. In a recent meeting, County Supervisor Steve Taylor said he wants to sell the museums.
We have to face reality that we can't save everything in this county.
Selling the properties is one option presented recently to the County Parks and Cultures Committee, but a project manager will come back to the committee this summer with strategies for keeping the museums operating. The 45th Wisconsin State Polka Festival starts tomorrow. Margaret Faust reports the program is changing as the dancers age.
Dancing times will be cut from 10 hours to 6 on Saturday of the festival this year. Most of the dancers are over 65, so they don't have as much stamina to dance all day, according to organizers. Wisconsin Polka Boosters is sponsoring the event. They've lost about half of their members over 30 years. Jerry Butala is the chairman of the festival. He says it's possible the event could eventually fizzle out.
If we don't have the support and the amount of people coming out to pay for the program, obviously it can't continue.
A younger dancer says polka isn't dying. It just needs to be reimagined. Shortening the hours of the festival and finding new fans can help. The festival includes live music and dance lessons. It runs for 3 days in a banquet hall in Hubertus. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, now you may have noticed our new name here on the podcast, Wisconsin Today Morning News. We debuted that earlier this week. That's because a new talk show called Wisconsin Today is premiering next week. Coming up, I'll be chatting with the hosts of the new program. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
You may have noticed our podcast name changed. That's because we're now sharing our name with the new WPR talk show. It's called Wisconsin Today. The show will go beyond the daily headlines to provide a space for in-depth conversations on what matters to our state. It's premiering on Monday, May 20th, and the show's hosts, Rob Ferret and Kate Archer-Kent, are joining me now. Thank you both for being here.
Hey, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, so the podcast name is going to be remaining the same with a little tweak to it. We still help folks start their mornings with the daily news, and our format is at most 15 minutes. The Wisconsin Today show will air for an hour every weekday. So, Kate, what does the Wisconsin Today show do differently than other shows at WPR?
I think Wisconsin Today will really provide that nuanced look at developments in our state and really help us dig in into the why, and that there will be analysis that really grounds us. But we'll also have space to go deep on issues and find some solutions. And then Rob and I get to do interviews about these really cool Wisconsinites who are a force for good in their communities. And then, of course, we'll have these opportunities for listeners to interact with these topics, leave us voicemails, texts, emails, social. So I really think that that will bring that all together in Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, I'm interested in that aspect of it. Rob, I'm going to turn to you now. What kind of voices should we expect to hear on Wisconsin Today?
From newsmakers, of course. We'll hear from state lawmakers, local and state officials, and more. We'll also hear from your neighbors. People are doing cool stuff in communities around the state. People who are involved in these stories. We'll meet some of the people. We'll hear some of the voices behind the headlines. People who are affected by the big state and national and international trends right here in Wisconsin.
You know, you guys were both hosts of your own respective talk shows on WPR, and now you're going to be collaborating on a show together every single weekday. I'm curious, what's that transition been like for both of you?
Well,
it's a nightmare, of course, Alex. Oh, no, not really. Actually, it's going to be great. Kate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really embracing it. Rob has this infectious curiosity and is always going, well, but what about this? How about this? And I really appreciate learning from his approaches to the work and, you know, learning from the people we interview. But there's always something in our work that we can't quite get our arms around. And, you know, we get to work together on it and come back tomorrow and try it again together. That's what I really appreciate about this moment.
And a great thing is this isn't like something brand new for me and for Kate. We've been on the air together many times mm-hmm. over the years. Kate, a great journalistic voice, a great journalistic sensibility. Looking forward to working with Kate and the rest of the team, for that matter, and bouncing our ideas off of each other. And I think a good side benefit, too, is going to be there will be times where one of us is on the air because the other one is out in a community, you know, finding the next big stories and meeting the people who are part of those stories.
Yeah, and there are obviously no shortages of stories here in Wisconsin. So are there any that you guys are particularly excited about as we get ready for the new show?
Something I've always loved doing on Central Time and other shows here on WPR is meeting the people who, you know, when they see either a challenge facing their community or an opportunity for something cool, don't just say, I hope somebody does that. I hope somebody solves that, but actually steps forward and takes it upon themselves to be part of making something cool and special happen in their community. These are people who don't usually, I think, get the headlines. And I love being able to talk to them, share their work and share their inspiration.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how Wisconsin is part of a bigger community, you know, whether it's in our country, around the globe. And there's this forthcoming conversation about Wisconsin's history of divestment and that it relates back to the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa. You know, that is from decades ago. So it's so relevant to the present day that, you know, demands toward the war in Gaza. And we're having such a really interesting conversation about that coming up on Wisconsin Today.
Rob Ferret and Kate Archer-Kent, they are the hosts of the WPR new talk show, Wisconsin Today. The show will air weekdays at 9 a.m. on WPR news stations, and you can also find our podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Thanks very much for joining us, Rob and Kate. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. Good talking to you.
Now you're all caught up with the details. Wisconsin Today is going to be a show on the WPR News Network. Wisconsin Today Morning News. That's us right here in your podcast feed. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for the show today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Just search for Wisconsin Today Morning News in your podcast feed. Hit subscribe, and we'll show up automatically every single weekday for you. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.